Unit 37. Recording 47. Speaker 1.
While I've seen many successful startups with friends and family, I've seen more heartache and failures. The friendships won't last if there is a fallout. I've always been told, never go into business with friends or family. I think that's basically good advice. Our personal relationships are too precious to risk in this way.
Speaker 2.
What I'd suggest is that you bring in other people from outside your social circle and give them real responsibility. If the strain of cash flow or conflicting goals gets too great, that will give you more of a buffer. And keep things in perspective so that the friendship stays first.
Speaker 3.
Treat this venture as you would when dealing with strangers, so get everything in writing. I'd strongly advise having each potential partner and their spouses put down what they expect from their participation in the business. Build a comprehensive business plan based in part on these expectations. Also, have an attorney review all contractual agreements. Oh, we're such good friends, we don't need an attorney. We'll never hold up in a court of law. Only a contract holds up. Good luck.
Speaker 4.
Deciding whether or not to partner with a friend or family member is a tricky question. Businesses are tough. You don't want to mess up your relationship. Consider whether a dispute with your partner would affect your ability to be friends with them and vice versa. If they tend to get pretty emotional in a disagreement, you are probably better off choosing someone else.